in spirit, actually. Fun fact. You ready for me to bump this? Hold on. Technical difficulties. Hope you guys enjoy.
Lord above.
Hello, hello. That was Smells Like Teen Spirit by Nirvana. Pretty good song to wake me up in the morning. Pretty loud. Pretty in your face. Got a lot to say. Pretty angsty. Now, I hate to do this to you, Pierce, but I just have to say one thing political, and I know that we promised that next week's shows we're going to start that, but it was on my mind. I had a vision, and that vision was that Paul Ryan was going to be the Republican nominee. And I know you're like, what?
Where'd that come from?
I'll tell you where it came from. So, with Cruz's Wisco win, it spreads the numbers field out, and it makes it that much harder for Donald Trump to reach the minimum threshold. Okay. And the thing is, if he doesn't reach the minimum, like, Wisconsin was a big game changer, and also the way he handled Wisconsin might affect later, later events. Donald Trump really mishandled that L, and I think that with this momentum, there's going to be enough spread that there won't be a clear winner in terms of delegates, which makes it go to a conference in June, which is like the least Democratic thing ever. So it's like a one conference that ultimately decides, but also makes it open playing field. So like Romney's hinted at going if it goes to June. Bloomberg has actually. And although Paul Ryan hasn't hinted,
it seems way too late without even a hint for the public to sway all the way towards
Paul Ryan. But there's no sway. That's the thing. It's a really undemocratic process. So Paul Ryan has the most inter-party support, literally has been publicly, like now, has been publicly praised by the Koch brothers, who will have the most effect in this small period of time. Like, their money will have the greatest effect. I just have a feeling. I don't know. It's super speculative. Yeah. It's almost toothless. It's but
audacious.
Yeah. But I'm telling you, and I think it will go to June. I do not think. I think the biggest state Trump will win after May 1st, it'll be New York. But I also think that with the spurious losses, I don't think he'll reach a threshold.
Interesting.
It's way too spread. All right, the next song that we're going to play for you guys has a very different feel. It's actually less of a song and more of a dance. So I hope you enjoy.
Is your bed made? Is your sweater on?
Medford, can you hear me? I love that song. That song that I just played is one of my favorite songs. If you don't know much about Vampire Weekend, they're a group started by Ezra Koenig at Columbia University. And I'm a huge fan. I've always been a huge fan of their music because they've got a... they're pretty diverse in their rhythm. Like, some one album was more rocky and the other had like was like ballad-esque, like that last song. But they've also got pretty deep lyrics. This one is about a subject matter I can't really discuss in the air, but it's not like overt. You know what I'm saying? It's very, it's subtle in that subject matter, and it's got a lot of depth to it. And it doesn't, like, infantilize that subject matter cannot reveal on the air. Next song I'm going to play is, like, in between the first song and the Smells Like Teen Spirit and Cape Cod, Kwasa Kwasa. This is a song by a band called The Killers, but I feel like when I mention The Killers, which I am a fan of, people think of like three songs, like, oh, Mr. Brightside, or Somebody Told Me, or You're Human. But they actually have a lot. So I would encourage you listeners out there, however you may, how many you are, to go check it out. So here's The Little Killers.
Falling behind, can you read my mind?
What up, Medford? That was a little bit of the Killers. They got a good vibe going. I'm a huge, huge fan because they're not like they haven't like transcended Rocky. They're not like crazy loud. But they have enough guitar in them and enough soul in them to kind of have this good medley. Next song I'm going to play for you is a little Chili Peps. It's got an upbeat vibe to it. So I hope you enjoy.
And if you want these kind of dreams, it's Californication. It's the edge of the world in all of Western civilization. The sun may rise in the east, at least it's settled in a final location. It's understood that Hollywood sells California. And Eldorado's not far away, it's Californication. An earthquake's out to a girl's guitar. They're just another good vibration. And tidal waves couldn't save the world from California. Hey, I'm Sergeant Barry. While it breaks the spell of aging, sicker than the rest, there is no test. But this is what you're craving.
That was a bit of the Chili Peps. Great song. Really, really, really good song. So this next one is dedicated to Mr. Alex Bock, who passed away, you know, this past week. He was an amazing person in this small amount of time that I got to know him, and I was very good friends with his best friends on campus, and his and just to see their responses and how strong they've been. So this is a Foo Fighters song dedicated to Alex and Co. Hope you enjoy.
Like only yesterday, life belonged to runaways. Nothing here to see, no looking back. Every sound monotone, every color monochrome. Light began to fade into the black. Such a simple animal, sterilized with alcohol. I could hardly feel me anymore. Desperate and meaningless, all filled up with emptiness. Felt like everything was said and done. I lay there in the dark and I closed my eyes. You saved me the day you came alive.
I hope you guys enjoyed that one. The song has really good dynamics. Starts off pretty slow and then kind of comes together at the end and explodes. And my favorite part about the Foo Fighters and what Dave Grohl has molded them into is, you know, they're like not screamo, but they're super emotional, and you get that in the lyrics, but you get that in the intensity of his voice and his like pitch and attitude. And I don't mean to make a pun out of this, but Dave Grohl is my hero. He's an insane musician. This next song has got a much lighter tone by a kind of similar band. They're not similar, but they get Grohl-esque. This is one of my favorite bands ever. I don't really tell a lot of people that because I feel like everyone equates them with being childish and being, you know, kind of basic. But I think if you look more closely, they've got some pretty subtextual stuff. So here's a little bit of Weezer. Hope you guys enjoy. That was the first song I ever played for band. When I first made my band, in the sixth grade with my best friends. Shout out to Cole Flair and Macklin Flair and Andrew Rabian. And first song we ever played was Island in the Sun by Weezer. A very bad rendition, but it was good. I liked it. I like Island in the Sun. It makes me think of the summer and just kind of escaping all the homework and responsibility that you have to deal with, which they're all good things, but you know, summer's coming up. Weather's hopefully will get hotter. But anyways, this next one is a song by Blur. This is my favorite song by Blur, and it's really about life. It's hard to explain. It's hard to figure the song out, so I want you guys to take a crack at it. It's amazing though. It's their best song easily. What up, Medford? That was Coffee and TV by Blur. A song that was introduced to me by my best friend, Macklin, at Brown University. Fun fact, before I play the next banger, Blur is the Gorillaz. I'll let that one sit. So enjoy this next one. Personally, I'm not the biggest fan of that song, but it's been stuck in my head so hard because it always comes on when I'm at the gym, and I cannot get it out of my head. I really cannot. Like, I've been playing it and overplaying it and blasting it full volume. excuse me. And I think it's going to be in there for a while. So, since we're on that same like train, that same music train of genre and feel, I'm gonna put a little Gambino on. Hope you guys enjoy. Great song, and even better video. I really like the video for this song. It's very well choreographed. It's one of the best dances I've seen. So I'm gonna change the pace here with a little San Cisco. I hope you guys enjoy.
Baby, I've been thinking lately that you don't need me anymore. It's a common misconception that I'm the only one for you, and I can take you out for breakfast, but he can take you around the
to Burger King.
You guys doing Philly?
Darn it, we have to listen to ads. Here, let me fix this real quick. I hate when that happens. Sorry listeners. Sorry, Medford Somerville. You're gonna have to listen to my voice for 2 minutes while these Burger King ads play and I get my Spotify back. You know, I would pay for premium, but as a broke college kid, it's so not ideal. There was once a day where Spotify was free, and that day is long gone. And it totally has to do with their popularity. But they know they're a commodity. Hold on, we're back. All right, since I like that Cisco song so much, I'm going to hit you guys with another one. This song is amazing. I hope you guys enjoy. Medford Somerville, what up, this is 91.5 WMFO, playing the most bomb tunes out there, so we're gonna wrap it up today. I'm sorry that we couldn't get to politics. I promise you right now that next week we're gonna get Ish, can't curse in the air, so we're gonna get Ish going, and it's gonna be good, and it's gonna be good fun. And we're going to talk about the political vault. So I'm sorry we couldn't bring that knowledge to you today, but we will. We will next time. So please, 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 please turn in. This was Subjectively Objective. We are signing out. Off. Whatever you say.